Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Nelson, the husband, and I have my audio on the computer right now all the way turned up so we can hear myself and myself through the headphones. So, goodness gracious, what a week and a half it's been. I've been thrust into Facebook and the comment section of a bunch of abortion stuff, as we know that there was an initial document leaked from the Supreme Court, basically saying that they were going to be overturning Roe versus Wade, which basically barred states from making any type of abortion legislation or restrictions within the first trimester. So I've been on Facebook for a while, and I've been honestly arguing back and forth. I am definitely a pro-life advocate. I would consider myself a pro-life advocate. But I do have some just realistic views on the matter, because I understand that in our country, it's most likely never going to be completely illegal to have an abortion, that there was never going to be a law that completely bans it. I'm sure that some states, could and might ban abortion in their state, but I don't think it would stop someone from going from that state, going to another state, and getting an abortion according to their rules, because the rules in Texas are going to be different from the rules in California, for example. So California is probably going to have abortion up until the moment of birth, and which to me is completely insane and just crazy. And Texas is going to have an abortion law. I believe they have 15 weeks. It could be 6 weeks, which is, I mean, a little more than half of that time period for a woman to get an abortion. But really what we're getting into here is the two sides. Once this came out, there was a lot of issues with abortion. All of a sudden, it was like, bam, it just happened. This came out, and I seen it, and I was like one of the first people on Facebook to post the status, and I was like, hey, Roe versus Wade, probably going out the window, and, you know, we'll see what happens. It's about to get spicy. I think that was basically what I said, and I knew that it was going to get spicy, and within a matter of hours, and I went to bed, woke up in the morning, no one commented on my status, because they were probably like, what the hell are you talking about? And then, bam, everyone, all the posts, all the memes, all the articles, everything that you could possibly want or not want is up and ready to go on Facebook. And I'm sure it's on Instagram, too. I don't have an Instagram. I probably need to get an Instagram, honestly, so I can promote the old podcast, the old trash talk and jive. The wife right now is actually picking up the teenage daughter. So that's what she's doing. So I'm doing this kind of solo right now. But we did an abortion conversation with our neighbor, but that recording got all types of messed up. I don't know what happened to it, but it is for the best that it's not posted. I know one person who was able to listen to it, and it might have been me. Actually, you know what? I'm lying. It was definitely someone else that I don't know, one of my listeners, and they were able to listen in, but it was just a terrible recording. That's all I gotta say about that. But I'm starting to feel kind of a little stressed out about the whole situation. You know, I'm sitting, I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, all right, so this is a baby. You know, when is it a life? That's one of the big arguments. It's like, when does it become a life? Now, science, technology has advanced so much to the point where we could tell that life begins at conception. Once the sperm fertilizes the egg goes down into the uterus. I'm pretty sure I have that right. And then you start, you know, making a baby. That's it. The baby's in the oven. And from then, it has its own DNA. It's its own body. It's something. It's someone that is that exists, and that it will never exist again. That is a human being. That is a human being. That's it. So at what point is it okay to kill it? Now, I am trying to always find ways to get not really get around, but to kind of compromise, right? And I just wanted to try and compromise and see, like, hey, well, you know, this baby starts to grow from the embryo and grows into the fetus, and then, you know, it's born. So at what point are we saying, like, hey, this is, like, a really bad thing to do? Let's not kill this baby. Maybe that's what we shouldn't do. But everyone doesn't want to... No one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear, like, hey, okay, we agree. After, you know, the second trimester, then we're not doing that. And what I found in watching videos and such, the second trimester, it's a freaking baby, man. It got the fingers, it got the toes, it got the legs, got the arms, got the head, got the brain, got the eyes. And it's a damn freaking kid, but just miniature size, probably the size of your hand, about 7 inches long. And, you know, if you can't stick that suction tube in there, right, which I think a D&E is called, if you can't stick the suction tube inside of the woman and suck the baby out totally and completely, then, like, I feel like something's wrong, you know what I mean? You should be like, hey, like, something's wrong. This is, like, kind of big. This is kind of a big human being that we're trying to remove out of here. And I was kind of horrified and kind of sickened to see that the way they do it in the D&E is they suck the amniotic fluid out, and then you have the baby there, and then they basically grab the baby piece by piece, pull the baby out, crush the skull, and, you know, suck the rest of it out, and then bam, there you go. Then they got to put the pieces back together so they know they didn't miss anything. That right there is completely freaking horrific. And I made this point to a couple people on Facebook. Of course, Megan Bouquet. She was on Facebook, of course. She's on the side of the pro-choice side. And I respect her and her comments and her opinions. We go back and forth on a bunch of different issues. But I made this point, and she's like, well, it's really rare that happens. As far as it being rare, it just looked like it was a procedure that goes on whenever you try and go and have an abortion at 20 weeks. I think that was the example that we were using, was 20 weeks old. And yeah, pretty freaking gross. That's really all I got out of that. It was like, damn, this is pretty gross. And, you know, why are people totally okay with this? Because some people are just like, hey, my body, my choice, and that's it. Like, get out of my face. It's like, oh, man, well, how about like the kid in your belly? How about that person? It's like, no, you don't care. No, there's a quote that I'm gonna try and look up. I forget the name of the person, but basically, you know, basically they're saying that, like, hey, let's be real with the pro-choice crowd. It's not my body, my choice. It's, I recognize that I have a baby inside of me. I do not care. I understand that it is killing this human being that's inside of me. And that will give more credence to their argument. You know, kind of making yourself sound kind of horrific, honestly. But we'll try to find that comment. So I've went ahead and found that comment. And I have myself once again on the laptop. So basically we have here Naomi Wolf, which is a pro-abortion advocate. And basically what I just got done reading is that the pro-abortion movement or the pro-choice movement needs to stop using euphemisms for their stance. Okay, so stop trying to pretend that the baby isn't a baby. Stop trying to pretend it's some kind of alien. It's a giraffe. It's a monkey. It's some kind of freaking other type of thing. No, it's a baby. It's a human life. All right, just trying to get down to the nitty gritty and understand what exactly you're doing. What exactly are you advocating for? You're advocating for the ending of a life of a human being that's inside of you because of X, Y, and Z reasons. Now, those reasons could be rape, could be incest, there could be deformities or something like that. But a large majority of abortions are actually performed, they're elective. Now, what I mean by that is not that the other ones aren't elective as well, but they're elective as far as there's nothing wrong with the baby. There's nothing wrong with the fetus, the embryo, nothing. They just want to end the pregnancy. Now, that right there, you have to stop and think, okay, at what point in pregnancy are they? All right, they're a week, they're 2 weeks. They found out, like, almost immediately, it's just an embryo. Okay, so maybe that's okay to get rid of. Maybe they're, you know, a couple months into the pregnancy. It's like, that's where it starts to get a little bit dicey, and the baby's actually starting to grow into what it looks like a human being. Now, I think that it really gets into more shaky territory because we can see exactly what's going on inside the womb nowadays. Now, back in the day, they could use the whole, hey, it's just a clump of cells argument, and they could get away with that because there was no one to prove them wrong, to say, no, it's not just a clump of cells. Like, look at it. It's growing. It has a freaking spine. It has some legs. It has some fingers. It's got some toes. You know what I mean? It's growing into a human. Now, we got people going in at 14 weeks trying to figure out the gender of the baby like we did with ours, and it looks like a freaking kid, man. It's just a miniature human being. And it's difficult to try and understand the position. Some people can say that it's like, oh, well, you don't have a uterus, you don't have an opinion. Okay, but I believe evil is still evil, whether or not you are a man or a woman. Now, that right there is, I used that quote from, who was it? I think it was Ben Shapiro who used that, and it's true. It's like, no, if something is going on that's evil, then someone should be able to point it out, or at least comment on it, have an opinion about it, because, hey, especially when it comes to the abortion argument, half of that is going to be from a man. Half of that baby is a man's baby. All right? No, although it's growing inside of a woman, it's still a part of that man. And I think the man should have something to do with it, too. So some of the states, because of this Roe versus Wade, this initial document leak that's coming out, is going to be more radical, I guess you can say radical, because I'm on the pro-life side with their laws that they're going to put in place, that they're going to go ahead and put restrictions, so 6 weeks, something like that, or just end abortions in total. I haven't heard of any state that's going to do that yet, just straight out in total, just stop doing abortions, making it illegal, making the doctor pay fines, go to jail, anything like that. I haven't heard anything about the mother being charged with anything if they try to get an abortion or they try to perform an abortion themselves, anything like that. But I have heard it's going to be mostly put on the doctors that are trying to perform these abortions on these women. And we'll see what happens. I think it's I think the pro-life argument is the factual based, like, that's a human, we know it's a human argument, kind of the moral argument, like, hey, it's kind of wrong to kill that human baby inside of you, you know, I'm sorry this happened to you, but 90%+ of pregnancies that happen, or 90%+ rather of abortions that take place, are from women who just don't want the baby. There's nothing wrong with it, there's nothing wrong with the development, nothing, they didn't see something on the scans. It's just the baby's fine, and they're saying, just get it out of me. And then you can go deeper into that and try to figure out exactly what does it look like when this happens? What does it look like when a first trimester baby is removed from the womb, a second trimester, a third trimester? Now, the second trimester and the third trimester babies that are aborted, right, these late-term abortions, apparently, according to the left and according to the pro-choice side, never happens. Apparently, it never happens, and it only happens in any case where the mother's life is in danger, or the fetus's life is in danger, the baby's life, I like to say. And I know there's been a couple articles and a couple petitions signed by doctors saying that there is no medical reason to have to end the life of your baby. There are certain situations to where the mother could be in such a situation to where the medical procedures that are done to the woman will result in the death of the baby. Okay, but that wouldn't be an abortion. That would just be an unfortunate event. Like, that's just unfortunate that that happened. All right, now I'm not trying to make this sound like all, you know, like it doesn't matter. But that would be unfortunate that that happened. But abortion is the intentional. You're intentionally going in there and ending a human life. That's what's going on when you have an abortion. All right. So if the mother's life is in danger and they have to get a medical procedure, like if the mother has cancer, they need chemotherapy, the chemotherapy is most likely going to kill the fetus inside of her, then they're going to do that chemotherapy to try to save the mother's life. And that baby is going to, unfortunately, die. But that's not an abortion. You're not intentionally going in there and killing the baby and then doing the chemotherapy, you know, trying to save the mother's life that way. So it's just really trying to clarify things and trying to recognize what we believe is right and wrong. And a lot of it has to, or not a lot of it has to, but a lot of it goes back to towards religion. I've seen a lot. I've made arguments on Facebook for pro-life, and immediately people come back. It's like, oh, well, your religion, you know, shouldn't have to deal with, you know, my body and things like that. It's like, well, I didn't invoke religion at all. I was just saying how it's wrong to kill a baby in the womb, especially the methods. It's not like you're just going in and, you know, you're waving a wand over the stomach and all of a sudden the baby's just gone. It's like, no, 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 that's not how it happens. If you believe that's how it happens and you're okay with that, then you're mistaken. Let me show you exactly what goes on and what's going to happen when you go in to get that baby removed from your belly. All right? Because I think that has a lot to do with people kind of converting towards the pro-life side, is because it's kind of barbaric. We're using modern medical equipment to go in and suck the life, literally, out of these children. And it's nuts. I think it's nuts, personally. I understand that some situations like rape and incest, things like that, that people would want an abortion. I understand that. And what you do in those certain situations is you tell whoever is using that, right? Because they are always going to use the argument that is the hardest to take. All right, it's like, well, I was raped. Well, incest. Well, extreme deformity, something like that. All right, so what you need to do is you need to tell them, it's like, all right, let's make a deal. How about rape, incest, deformity? Those are going to be legitimate reasons to get an abortion. The rest, 90%+ of abortions will be made illegal. What do you think about that? And you know what they're going to say? My body, my choice. I don't freaking think so. Get out of my face. So whenever they use the freaking rape, incest, or deformity argument, that is just to try and justify the majority of abortions and not the small minority that they are supposedly advocating for. Right? They're trying to use that to pull at the heartstrings. That's what they're trying to do. All right? That's one thing I had to learn about it, because, you know, because it is hard. You start thinking about, like, hey, you know, these are pretty serious situations. What are you going to do? It's like, is it right to punish the child for the sins of their father? No, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think it's right to do that. Why punish the child for that? Punish the father. Take the father off and castrate him if he's raping or if he's being incestuous, something like that. Don't kill the innocent kid. Goodness gracious. All right? I mean, goodness. It's freaking nuts. But I'll probably have more to say about this. I'll probably get on with the wife in the next day or two or so and try to make some more sense of this. But I just wanted to get on, talk to you guys for a little bit, say what's up, and, you know, just try to get on with life. I'll be on Facebook. You can catch me on Facebook, Trash Talk and Jive. Got the page on there. All right. Then you have Nelson, the husband, Anthony. That's who I am, and you'll be able to find me there up on Facebook. I don't have an Instagram yet for the page, but I should get one, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I do. But that being said, you guys take it easy, and I'll see you next time.